Shus Yedidei Nafshi, Chashev Rabbanim, it's such a kavod for us here, for Rav Yossi and myself to have all of you with us together. To all the sponsors and the chevra and the shul, and all the beautiful names that Yaakov, including Yaakov, just mentioned. We're here to give nachas ruach to Echad Yachar Miuchad Hayo Hayvi V'Yiyah. Echad Yachar Miuchad Hayo Hayvi V'Yiyah. To give nachas ruach, to be more rach b'shamayim, all those who are in need of refuahs, yeshuas, should be keheref ayin mamash. I'm going to speak for a little bit, and then Rav Zakhatinsky is going to say also a few words. It once happened at the Baal Shem HaKadosh, Susi Lana was sitting in the sukkah with the Charaya, with the Tzaddikim, his Talmidim. And they saw that the Baal Shem HaKadosh, they saw Baschoik, they saw a smile on his holy face. And the smile started off as a little one, and then the Baal Shem HaKadosh was laughing. And of course the Chassidim wanted to know what was happening. And the Baal Shem said that right now, as they were sitting in the sukkah for bringing, there was a yid miles and miles away, that he was in his wagon going someplace. And it was a long trip, and he was very, very hungry. But he was in the middle of nowhere, and there wasn't a Jewish village or a sukkah for miles and miles. So this yid, the Baal Shem HaKadosh said, this yid didn't know what to do. He wouldn't eat without a sukkah. So he took off his hat, and he cut off the middle of his hat, and he put a few twigs on top. I don't know if he made a bracha leisha v'sukkah, but he felt that he was sitting in a kosher sukkah. And the Baal Shem HaKadosh said that this yid, when he did that, caused such laughter in Shemayim. It caused such a tzchoik, also lilakim. In Shemayim, there was such laughter. The Baal Shem said, and the way it's brought down, shenizbatlu kama v'kama gzeres rois me'al reisha Yisrael. There were kama v'kama decrees that were lifted, that were removed off the heads of the Jewish people because of this little Jew with the schach on his head, that he made a little sukkah on his head. So I want to talk about that laugh of the Baal Shem HaKadosh for a few minutes, to try to enter into that simcha of the Baal Shem of all worlds. The Baal Shem HaKadosh was laughing with all the malachim and with Kivyochel himself. The Heilige Spiesen that we've been zeichet to be with continue. So you all know when we say in benching, as Baruch Hu Avisenu Avi Mitzvah V'Yakov Bakol Mikol Kol, the Gemara says, in Bava Basin, the Yud Zayin, the Gemara says, that the Ovis, that we see by the Ovis, that Avim Avinu says by Avim Avinu Aloshnev Bakol, Avim Zakin Babiyom, Hashem Berech is Avim Bakol, and Yitzhak is Aloshnev Mikol, and by Yaakov is Yeshli Kol, is Aloshnev Bakol Mikol Kol. I want to talk about this word kol. It's an easy word, kaf lamed. Hashem there, Avram Bakol. There's a vart that's found in the Majus's form. The Gemara in Yuma, the Gemara brings the Pasuk in Vayikra, where the Torah says, Kol chaylev, shor chesef ha'ez, lo yisei chaylev. And the Gemara learns out that because it says kol chaylev, so the Gemara learns out that midiraisa, it's forbidden even to have a mashu of chaylev, to eat a mashu. Of other machalas asuras, as the Gemara explains over there, that lechadchila, it's forbidden min atar to have even a mashu, to even a kol shu. So the Majlis Chusulino says that we learn from here that if that's true when it comes to the Yisurim of the Torah, then lachas kama v'kama, the Jew, Sarach, he says, sheyakir v'yarech v'yoida. Sheyakir v'yarech v'yoida. Afilo amashu shlavoides Hashem Yisburach. That a Jew should be makir, should recognize the chshivas, to be marach and to value the chashivas. The yoidin to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to be able to give him nachas ruach even from a kol shuhu of davening, a kol shuhu of learning. The Chaznish Chusyana used to say that he sees that a lot of bochrim are walking around sad because they're not accomplishing what they want to in their learning. And they think that this is a Yetzer HaToiv that's making them sad. And the Chaznish said, Reb Chaim Brimbort from the Chaznish, that the Chaznish said that it's not, it's from the Yetzer Hara. The truth of the matter is that a Jew should be filled with, should be mole simcha if he has the schus to say the words Omar Abaye. If a Jew has the schus to say Omar Abaye, of course, it's gewaldig to steig and to grow. But even the schus of saying those words, Omar Abaye, it's a gewaldige schus. V'Hashem Beruch es Avram Bakol, the Majlis says means, that Hashem is brought gave Avram Avinu a bracha, loy ulazaroi achrav, Hashem is brought gave a bracha. That his children and grandchildren till the end of time should recognize Shayakir v'yarech v'yoida, that a Jew will recognize and to value and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu afilu even v'akol shehu of Avodas Hashem is Baruch, even for a little bit of Avodas Hashem is Baruch, even for an Omar Abaye of Avodas Hashem is Baruch, to be filled with simch. But that's chus. So we understand that the word kol, Hashem Baruch Hazav Makol, it couldn't mean just that. Because the word kol has two meanings. On the one hand, kol means just what we're learning from the Majlisah, and from the Gemara means afilo kol shu. Even a little bit, anything. I feel a kol shehu. But the word kol, the simple pshat, Hashem Baruch Hashem Bakol, the word kol means everything. It means everything. So very often we find in Lashon HaKodesh that there's a word that means dover v'hipuchai. Here, it's not exactly the hepuch, but the word kol means afilu amashehu, anything. Kol chelev. I feel a mashehu of a mitzvah of Avodas Hashem. Even the tiniest little bit, even a little bit of schach on your hat makes them laugh in Shammai. But on the other hand, of course, the word kol means that a Jew should have sheifas for everything. A Jew should want everything. Bakol mikol kol. A Jew should have sheifas to grow. A Jew should have sheifas to become a tzaddik, to be a big, big, big Oved Hashem, to be a Talmud Chacham. So how is it possible, these two? So there's a marshal that's brought in the name of Rabbi Kiva Eger Schus Yigaleinu. There's a marshal that Rabbi Kiva Eger said there was a Yid in Uraman, a poor person. He had nothing. And it happened to Mazel, he was going someplace in the middle of nowhere, and he found an Oitzer. He found there's a tremendous, like, treasure chest, whatever. He found an Oitzer of gold, of diamonds. So this Yid was by himself, and he didn't have any bags. I guess it was already after the Gzeira that they didn't give out bags anywhere. So he didn't have any bags. He didn't know what to do. So what do? He grabbed and he put in whatever he could.
He was grabbing in every pocket and every place he had. And he was holding his arms to try to take what he was able to. And Rabbi Akiva Eger said that this alone made him into an Aisha, made him into a wealthy person, what he had. But as he was leaving, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that there were mixed feelings. On the one hand, this person who had nothing, this person who was penniless, was suddenly a wealthy person. He was a wealthy person. He'd be able to make chasnas. He'd be able to give tzedakah. He'd be able to take care of a lot of good things. But on the other hand, there is always there's that pain. There's that feeling of there's more to take. There's more that I could have gotten. There's more. So the word kol means, on the one hand, even a kol shehu. Sheyakir v'yoyde v'yarech v'yoyde, even a kol shehu. That a Jew was able to take a tefillah, to have a tefillin, to be able to learn Omar Abayel, because he says it should be mole simcha, just from a kol shehu. Sosa noichel imreisecha k'moitzei sholol rav. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger is saying to Moshe. K'moitzei sholol rav. Because even a moida'ani, even one word of learning, one word of davening, is a sholol rav, is an oisher, is an oitzer. We just don't realize that. We don't understand that. Even a kol shehu of nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a little schach on the head. Even a kol shehu is gevaldige nachas ruach. And chevra, that's not only true when it comes to asei tov. That's not only true when it comes to mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, to learning and davening and mitzvahs and chesodim, a little smile, a kol shehu of a kind word to a person who needs it, and everybody needs it nowadays. A little bit of a pat on the shoulder, a pat on the back, a kind word, chizik, even a kol shehu, for a child, for a friend, for anybody, a husband, a wife, a kol shehu. But it's not only an asei tov. Tonight's the yahrzeit of the Vilna Gaon Zichros Yerushalayim. And it's also the yahrzeit of the Yid HaKadosh Zichros Yerushalayim. And the Yid HaKadosh, they say in the name of the Yid HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'arich, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu values every single ounce of energy that a Jew puts into a milchama, into the wars that he has, with shmiras ha'inayim, with shmiras ha'loshen, with shmiras ha'briz. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'arich every single second of that battle, of that war, even if the person loses that particular struggle, even if the person that day loses the battle, even if Chalila, he presses that button and goes to that place, or his mind drifts off to a place where he shouldn't go. But the Yid HaKadosh says that in Shemayim, it's k'moitzer sholol rav, every second that person was trying not to, even a kol shehu of a ma'amatz, of an effort on the part of that Yid, to salvage what he could, to try somehow not to fall. The Yid HaKadosh says that every second of that milchama, just like the soldier who's at war, it's not just a matter of winning that war, of winning that particular battle. It's the courage, it's the ma'amatz that person puts into the battle that he has with whatever that is in life that he's fighting for, that he's fighting against. HaKadosh Baruch Hu echad yochad miyuchad haya hoyvi v'yiyah, the Baruch Hu is makir umarech u'kivyochel is moida to a Jew for every single second, especially in Tav Shin Pei Gimel, where the world is an oilam hafuch, where they always said, when I was a kid, they also said it was an oilam hafuch, but if my Rebbeim would have seen the oilam hafuch now, what was then and now, even in a short generation, was changed. And Chofetz Chaim Zichros Lanei says a marshal also it's a famous marshal from Chofetz Chaim that there was a woman who was selling apples in the shuk. She had a little box, a little stand, but that's her whole parnasa for her family, and she's standing there with this box of apples, and there was a wagon that was going, and the wagon mistakenly gave a knock, knocked into her box with apples, and it all fell, and it's the town square, the market over there, and all of the chevra, all the kids are running around picking up the apples and running away with all of her apples, and she's screaming and yelling. Chofetz Chaim says she's screaming at the top of her lungs, Ganovim, Ganovim, Ganovim! Ganovim! They're my apples, Ganovim! And there was a person that was next to it, was a chacham, and the chacham leaned over to the woman and said, instead of yelling Ganovim, see what you can collect yourself. Try to pick up a couple of the apples yourself. See what you could gather together yourself. Afilo kol shehu. The tev of a person is he thinks that chalila, that when he's fallen, it's hafalm. It's brought down from Reb Pinchas Karetz that Bnei Sasser brings that sukkah is somech v'oize kol hanoiflim. The sukkah. Soymech v'oizeh kol hanoiflim means that the Baruch Shalom helps us pick up the apples. If a person tries, if a person wants to, and the Baruch Shalom has nachas ruach, instead of letting go and giving in, even if he had to, for he couldn't hold himself back, but he's still in the milchama, and he still tries to gather together some of those apples. That's the simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu. A person thinks, I was talking a little bit about this the other day, that a person feels after Yontif, Sof Kol Sof, what did I gather together from a whole year? Chag HaOsef means to gather together. And a person looks at himself and he feels, when he sees himself, he feels, Sof Kol Sof, what do I have? Last Yom Kippur, I thought I was going to make a big asifa this year. I don't make a big asifa in City Field. I mean, a big asifa in my own life. I was going to gather together more blat gemara. I was going to gather together more tefillah b'kavana. I was going to gather together more shmiras einai. I was going to gather together more love for my children, for my wife. I was going to gather together. It was going to be a gewaldige asifa. Believe me, and you know that it's a lot easier to pay a couple of dollars to go to some big asifa in City Field than to make your own asifa. To make an asifa in your own heart, in your own mind. To put a schach on your own head. It's a lot harder to do that. And a person feels, when he looks back over the year, he feels that he wasn't much lichwa, that he gathered together. And the whole simcha of sukkah is v'samachta b'chagecha, kivach Hashem l'kecha, b'kol tivosra, b'chol ma'as yedecha, b'kol tivosra, b'kol ma'as yedecha, Hashem b'chaz avim b'kol, that he'd have to be m'samech himself by sukkahs, and to be able to know and to feel in the deepest way, b'kol tivosra, b'chol ma'as yedecha, even a little schach on the head, even a little bit of an effort that I made during this year, this past year, the efforts that I made, even a little bit that I tried. That gives nachas ruach to Hashem Yisbarach. Listen to the Lashon and Lukut Moran Memches, Tinyonim Memches. Tinyonim Memches, today was Rabbi Nachman's Yahrzeit. In Tinyonim Memches, that simon, in Tinyonim Memches and Lukut Moran, is filled with chizik. The whole Lukut Moran, from beginning to end, but Memches Tanyone in particular, is gewaldige hischazkes. And at the end of this sentence, you'll hear something that you all are familiar with, a few words that you're all familiar with, because it's a song. People think that it's a song that was made into Lukut Moran. It was first Lukut Moran, and then it was made into a song, and the song was changed a little bit. But listen to the words. Akemisha writes, Lichnoi is Bavadis Hashem. A person who wants to enter into Avadis Hashem. Yizka Zois Heitev. Talking about what he was talking about before. He says, Vechazek Atzmacha Ma'oid. Chazek Atzmacha Ma'oid. Ba'asei Mashatuchel Bavadis Hashem. Pick up whatever apple you can. Even if it's a chuta sa'ara of a little bit of kavana during this davening. It's a chut asara of a little bit more of a taisvis, a little bit more of a rashi, a chut asara, a little bit more of shnai mikra echad targum, a little bit more, another minute or two of shmir seinai, another minute or two with the kid to spend some time, whatever it is. That asifa. Va'asei ma'ashatuchel ba'avadis Hashem, uber'voiz ha'yomim va'ashonim, Rabbi Nachman says, over the days and over the years, Tichnois levetach bezros yisbaruch l'tach sha'ar yekedusha. You don't even know how. That somehow over the years, people like us, over the years we gathered together good stuff. We made a nice chag asif. We made a nice frelich and sukkis. And the Baruch Hu will help us to come to sha'ar yekedusha. Hashem is baruch molei rachamim. Hashem is baruch is molei rachamim. Not like people think. Hashem is baruch is molei rachamim. V'roitze barvados chamoid. Hashem is makir umarach and kivyochel moide. Even in a kolshu, alachas kama v'kama, and all the ma'amatzim that a person makes in his avodas Hashem, that every single one of you makes unbelievable, that you're doing unbelievable things in your avodas Hashem to become better. V'da. And you know that when Rabbi Nachman says da, he's bringing you down from the highest place. V'da. Listen to this sentence. Shekol latnuais v'ha'atokais. Every tnua, every movement, every effort, every gesture, every ha'atoka. Ha'atoka means to move even a little bit from here to there. Ha'atoka. Sha'ata nitok v'ne'atak. Even a kolshu that a person is nitok v'ne'atak. B'chol pam ezem ma'at. Min gashmias, even a ma'at min gashmias. If a person feels that he can't control himself from talking in shul chalila, which is an insanity, but if a person feels that he can't control himself, then at least a ma'at, it should be better this year, better. He should do something different, go somewhere, go outside, do something differently, whatever it is. Even if he's nitok v'netok, even a little bit. Kulam miskabsim. Listen to Rabbi Nachman says. Kulam miskabsim. Over time, all of these little milchamas in Sumayran Asaitoiv, all these little milchamas, kulam miskabsim, umischabrim, umiskashrim. All of these apples, all of these efforts are miskabsim, mischabrim, and miskashrim. And they come together, an asifa, to help you when you need help. Familiar? V'aklal v'hikr, shlo yispached klal. V'aklal v'hikr, shlo yispached klal. Not to be afraid. To stay in the milchama. To stay on the battlefield. Not to desert, not to run away. This is what's happening so much now at the end of time, at the last few minutes before Mashiach comes. In the Om L'Trufa, Rabbi Nosson Schuselena, Rabbi Nachman's greatest Talmud, he wrote a letter, he wrote many letters to his son. And he explains, Zer Yagati, he's talking at the meaning of Yagati, Lo Matzos, Yagati Matzos. It's V'afu Pishin, a Moitze Klal, V'tzarech Lahamin, Shebevade Moitze Harbe. Just like Rabbi Nachman is talking about, even though it doesn't seem to you that anything tremendous was taking place, anything great was happening, you don't feel that you gathered together anything impressive to show Hashem. And that's how people often feel after Yom Neroim. And therefore it's hard for them to feel the simcha. It's hard for them to feel the simcha of Zman Simcha Seinu. V'af ha'pishen ha'moitze klal. Even though you don't see anything, you can't find anything different. Tzarech la'ham en shebevad ha'moitze harbe yidei ha'bakosh v'achipus levad. You should know that just by looking and wanting, you've already accomplished a tremendous amount. Ki ha'yigia ein ha'nevedes klal. Because any effort that a Jew makes is not lost to Hashem. Even a kol shu, ha'kosh baruch hu, is makir u'maru ha'moide. Ki leis v'usa tov v'diyas harbe, the Zohar says. So that's what it means. Yagati v'lo matzasi al tamen. Yagati matzasi tamen. So what does it mean? That's Gemara in Megillah. Because shemahu loshen tamen. What does it mean to believe? You could see with your own eyes whether you accomplished, whether you got the apples or you didn't get the apples. What does it mean? You got them. So look, tamen, believe it, don't believe it. Ach be'emes yochel yoshiyoga harbe. Rav Nosson says be'emes it could be that a person works very, very hard. That he was working hard. He tried hard. V'nidmeloy shadayin loy mosa klal. But it seems to him that he didn't get anything together. It seems to him that he didn't come up with any apples. That he didn't accomplish anything. Loy mosa klal. Omach mezeroy me'agati v'lo mosasi. He says, I was trying to be better this year, but loy matzasi. I don't see any difference. I don't see the results in my wife and my children. I don't see the results in my life. I don't see the results, the brachas in my panasa. I don't see anything different. Afapichein al tamen loy. Don't believe such a voice in your head. Rak yagati matzasi tamen. Afapichein v'yodamumer. Masha matzah. Even though you can't see with your own eyes. You don't see the apples with your eyes. Afapichein tamen b'munen shleimah. Shebevadei matzah harbe. You have to believe b'munen shleimah. Yagati matzasi tamen. Believe it. Matzah harbe. That you're giving Hashem Yisbarach echad yachim yuchad. Hoya hoi v'v'iyah. That you're giving Him tremendous, tremendous nachas ruach. And there's a tremendous simcha. Which the Imri Elimelech, the Rebbe of Pizetz, the father of the Pizetz, says, Yerav alav psichi anoichi esma b'Hashem. That even if a person doesn't think, even if a person is not able, he feels, I don't give Hashem's Baruch simcha. What nachas do I give Hashem? Yerav alav psichi, even by the fact that I say the words, anoichi esma b'Hashem, that Hashem, I want to make you happy. Just by saying those words and meaning them. Yerav alav psichi, Hashem loves when we even talk about being better. Even a culture of diburim that are diburim toivim. Hashem is baruch. The Emel Melech says, HaKadosh Baruch has nachas from that. The error of sichi, that even if a Jew just says, Anoichi esmach b'Hashem, I want to bring Hashem joy. Ki yesh harbe, Reb Nosson says, She'ein marin le'mashem otzad asoif. Because there are many, many Jews that Hashem doesn't show them what they gathered together, what they found in their lives. Ad hasoif, till the very end. Even beyond this world, they don't see what they accomplished, what they gathered together. Because the Baruch Shalom sees that chippus, that search, that yigiyah that a person puts into his life, and that's not lost. That's Hashem's Baruch sees that. Al kein yagati matzasi tamin daika. To believe in that, even though they're not showing it to you. You don't see the apples in front of your eyes, Tom, and believe that you have this asifa, that you gathered together so much in your life, even without seeing it in front of your eyes, the results which we don't often see, we often do not see in our lives. So, end of Toya Maisa, from the Rebbe Baruch Meshbis, Susi Eleno, from Menachem's uncle. First of all, I forgot I didn't thank Reb Joey. Is Reb Joey here? I didn't thank you, Reb Joey. First, they called you Joey. And then I was supposed to call you Yosef. And I called you Reb Yosef. And now they're calling you again Reb Joey. So Reb Joey, Reb Yosef, and the whole Chevra, you bring Simcha to the whole world. You bring Simcha to our lives. And Hashem Shiva's Baruch should be Mesamech, you and all of you, to be Zaychid to sing with Mashiach Tzikein. So I'm Yosef from the Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz. Listen to this. The Rebbe Baruch was fearing a tish. Friday night, he had a tish. And he came into the tish. And he looked around. People were very afraid of Rebbe Baruch Meshbitz. And the Rebbe Baruch was looking around, and he left. He just left. He walked out. Like an hour later, they were all sitting there waiting. Like an hour later, the Rebbe Baruch came out again. And he looks around. And he leaves. And they're waiting. And nobody knows what this means until finally, Rebbe Baruch comes out. And this is what he said. He said, I know you're wondering, why is it the first two times that I came? I left. And I want to tell you why. Whenever I come into the Tish, to Fabreng with the Chassidim, I don't begin to Fabreng, I can't begin to Fabreng, until I'm able to look at all of the Chassidim. And I'm able to see in each one of the Chassidim something from that person that I can grow from, something that I can learn from in the greatness of that Jew. There's a Yid over here in the Beis HaMedrash. There's a Yid who an hour before the Tish did such an unbelievable, horrible Aveira, did the most disgusting Aveira. And when I saw in his eyes what he had done, I couldn't fear Tish because I couldn't be makabel from him anything. I couldn't be makabel. I couldn't be makabel from such a person that did such a thing. An hour before coming into the Tish, he did such an Aveira. I couldn't be makabel from him. And I tried again. I thought maybe I couldn't, but then finally the third time, now when I came in, I looked at him in the eyes. And I saw in him an unbelievable oimetz. What a courage of this person. Because if I had done such an aveira, I never, ever, ever would have ever gone to another farbrengen in the rest of my life. And this Yid, even though he did such a disgusting thing, he wants to pull himself out. He wants to still come to be with the chassidim, to be with his Rebbe. He wants to be able to become better. And this is something that I never, ever saw in my life, such a koyach of a Yid, that I learned from this person, that even if a person goes to that place, which we were talking about, the Maisa from the Divrei Shmuel, Kesi Inlucha, Mata, Imam Chiyasok would say, Mata, 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 that the Rebbeinu Shlom has bigger nachasuch, from Imam Chiyasok would say, Mata, Mata, the Malachim can't say a word, they can't sing, until even that Jew that's would say, Mata, 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 like in Tov Shin Pei Gimel, that person comes to the Tish and farbrengs with the Chassidim and comes to try to be a little bit better, to give his kalshu of nachasuch, the Hashem is Baruch, not to leave the battlefield, not to leave the Milchama, to remain in the Milchama, to stay in the Milchama. Hashem Yisbarach should help us, each and every one of us, that we should be zeichet to see with our eyes that nachas ruach that we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we should be zeichet to Mishram this year to gather many, many more apples, delicious apples of nachas ruach in our learning, in our davening, in our mitzvahs and masim tovim, and that we should see that now with children and our families, that they're growing in every way. For me, it's such a big schus that Rav Yossi, you know, we go back a long, long way. I mean, I go back longer than he does, but quite a few years. But together, we also have quite a few years together, since he is a kid. And I can't put that into words. So the nachs that I have to be together here, that in Hesh Kodesh, that we have the shutfus with Mavakshe Hashem, and that Rav Yossi is here. To say a few words, it's a tremendous, tremendous covered for us. Please have your seats.